You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. A new study from UW-Madison has found that rates of depression are significantly higher among women and girls than among men and boys. The study also found that young girls in particular are reporting depression at a younger age than previously thought.
Janet Hyde is with us now. She's a professor of psychology and gender and women's studies at UW-Madison. She was also one of the lead researchers for this study. Janet, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Well, what were you trying to zero in on with this study?
Well, the question we were looking at is the question of gender differences in depression. Many people think that women are the ones who get depressed and men don't. So we wanted to get more complete statistical analyses and also learn what the age patterns are. That is, if women are more depressed, at what age does this gender difference appear?
And so how did you go about getting a good look at that?
Well, we use a statistical technique called meta-analysis. Listeners may have heard of it because it's really kind of become the gold standard in research in psychology and medicine and education. But I'll just explain very briefly. It's a statistical method that allows you to statistically aggregate all of the previous relevant studies on a question. So that's what we did. We looked for very high-quality studies that involved representative national samples from a lot of nations around the world, and then we extracted statistics from those studies and put them together using the techniques of meta-analysis.
So you said countries around the world. How big was this look, and how many countries?
Well, yeah, this was very large. There actually are two meta-analyses. One had about 1.7 million people in it, and the other had about 1.9 million people. And we had over 90 different nations included.
So this was a huge meta-analysis, very wide-reaching. What did you find?
Well, first of all, we did overall. If you average over all ages in all nations, we did find an odds ratio of about 2.0, meaning that about twice as many women as men are depressed. However, and that's important, I mean, that's a major health disparity. However, there are a lot of complexities, so that's really kind of an oversimplification. It varies, that ratio varies a lot with age, and it also varies with nationality. So we wanted to find when this gender difference emerged in development, and we found that it was actually already there by 12 years of age. So already by age 12, girls are more than twice as likely as boys to be depressed. And you get a pretty big ratio, even going up to three times as many girls as boys in adolescence, then it kind of falls off in the 20s, although there's still more depressed women, but maybe just about 1.8 to 2 times as many. But that age 12 is really cause for concern, because we need to learn what it is that causes girls to be more depressed than boys at such an early age. And that, in turn, will give us clues about how to intervene to prevent this upsurge in girls' depression.
Why was it so important to figure out how early this started?
Well, how early is important for two reasons. It helps us better explain what the causes might be. For example, because it starts at age 12, you wonder if something about puberty has to do with causing the difference, because that's just right in the midst of pubertal development. So one reason is to get a better handle on what causes the gender difference. And then the other reason is it tells you you want to intervene, perhaps with interventions in the schools, because you want to launch those interventions before the gender difference emerges. So you'd want to do it before age 12.
Was this a surprise to you to see that this was happening as early as age 12, when girls are still really in that cusp between childhood and adolescence?
Yes, it was a surprise, and it's new information. Previous studies had found that gender difference emerging a bit later. One of them found it's starting to emerge between 13 and 15 and getting bigger from 16 to 18. But that study was about 20 years old, so some of this may be change over time. So this is an earlier emergence of the gender difference than has previously been known.
Do you have any guesses about whether, you know, it could be that maybe women and girls are better at emotional knowledge about understanding what's going on with themselves? So in other words, it could be more a factor of self-reporting rather than depression per se. Maybe boys aren't as good at knowing how they're feeling.
Yes, that's one point that's often raised, and it has to do with how we measure depression. And I'll explain it for one of the meta-analyses, and that's the one that looked at clinical diagnoses. Now, these were not people who were coming to a psychiatrist or psychologist for a diagnosis. These were representative national samples, and some nations have put a lot of money into this mental health surveillance. So what they do is have experts phone up a nationally representative sample or maybe appear at their door, and they conduct excellent clinical interviews that ask about particular symptoms, and they see if people meet criteria for major depressive disorder. So if these clinical interviews are done right, they should be able to get past what might be a reporting bias in which girls are more willing to report than boys are. I can't guarantee that because boys could withhold information, but a good interviewer should be able to get past that and get accurate information. And that's why we went for these studies with representative samples rather than looking at people who sought therapy or something, because then we do know there's a bias for women to be more willing to seek therapy.
Now, we know that in some cases, issues that affect one particular gender don't receive the same funding or the same attention. Are you worried that the same thing could happen here, now that there's this really big meta-analysis, that that depression could be pigeonholed as a woman's thing?
I'm very worried about that. So that's a very perceptive comment on your part. Yes, I worry that depression, which is already kind of stereotyped as a female problem, that it'll just get worse, and this is such definitive evidence. The fact is that if it's a 2-to-1 ratio of women to men being depressed, that means about a third of all depressed adults are men, and we can't ignore them. And it's troublesome because once you stereotype a disorder as being for a particular gender only, it can lead to overdiagnosis in that gender. So people might be too ready to diagnose depression in women when maybe that's not what they've got, or they just, you know, they have something much milder. And it could lead to underdiagnosis for men. So therapists might miss men's depression because they think, oh, well, men don't get depression. So that's a very great concern in clinical practice. It also worries me on the research front, because some people do research on adolescent depression and use female-only samples, as if girls are the only ones who get depression. But we really need to figure out what's depressing for adolescent boys, too. Their depression may take different forms. You know, if you look at the school shooters, for example, they display a lot of symptoms of depression. So it can be very serious. Boys' depression can be serious. So I don't by any means want to say that depression is a disorder just for girls and women, because it's not.
How much do we know about how boys' depression looks and manifests compared to girls' depression?
Well, different adolescents, for example, manifest depression differently. So it's hard to say typically. We talk about things like blue mood, feeling there's no hope for tomorrow, you know, feeling in a hopeless mood and so on. So boys can show that symptom just as much. But it's also true, especially in adolescence, that a symptom of depression can be irritability. And I don't have solid data on this, but I suspect that the irritability symptom is going to be more common in boys than girls. And the irritability then may turn into something like aggressive behavior. Yes, you might see somewhat different symptoms, and we don't really have good enough data on exactly what the pattern is, but those would just be my inferences.
Now, one thing we haven't talked about yet, and it came as a bit of a surprise, at least to me, was that you found in countries with greater gender equity, the disparity in these rates was even more striking. So what did you see there?
Right, and that was a very surprising finding. So because we had over 90 nations, we were able to do some cross-national analyses, and there are gender equity indicators for each nation around the world that are accumulated by the UN. The UN can give you various indicators, not for all countries, but all participating countries. So we can contrast more gender equitable nations with gender inequitable nations. The U.S. is toward the gender equitable side, although we are not by far the most equitable. There are many Scandinavian nations, for example, that exceed us in equity. And then you'll have nations like Saudi Arabia, for example, that have massive inequity. So what we found was, although this didn't replicate in one analysis, so I don't want to say it definitively, but we did find some evidence that the gender difference is larger in the more equitable nations. Now, why would this be? Because it's counterintuitive. I would have thought women would be doing better in the more equitable nations, but relative to men, they're actually doing worse. There are a couple of possibilities. One is that in the equitable nations, men are more willing to admit their depression, although in some ways that would create a smaller gender gap rather than a larger one. But the leading scientific argument is that it has to do, when you have a subjective thing like depressive symptoms, it has to do with who you compare yourself with and whether you do a within-group comparison, that is, women compare themselves with other women, or you do a between-group comparison, that is, women compare themselves with men. The idea would be in the inequitable countries, men and women are pretty segregated. So women may only be comparing themselves against other women, and they think, oh, I'm doing fine. Whereas in the equitable countries, women compare themselves to men, and they see men not showing these symptoms of depression, and so the women think, oh, gosh, I must be pretty depressed. That's the leading explanation we have, but we need a lot more research about that question.
And Janet, as we go forward, now we have this huge meta-analysis of depression rates. It crosses international boundaries. We know that women are experiencing depression at double the rate of men. What research needs to happen next to fill in the gaps?
Well, we need to know more about the causes of depression, both in men and women. And there's a lot of research in that area. Well, I could tell you 10 different hypotheses, which we don't have time for, but many hypotheses. What we're going to find out eventually is that there are many pathways to depression in adolescence or adulthood. So there's not going to be one particular cause that explains the gender difference or explains all of girls and women's depression. There are probably five different factors I could tell you about. But we need to hone in on those and then figure out what the implications are for interventions, so that we can catch adolescents, especially adolescent girls, but boys too, so that we can catch them before they become depressed and give them coping skills, ways of thinking that will help them combat any tendencies toward depression.
And is this enough to go on, that families and physicians should already start being active and looking for signs when girls and boys are hitting, you know, 11, 12 years old?
Absolutely. They should be asking screening questions in any kind of interview, because the earlier you intervene, even if the person has gotten to a state of diagnosable depression, the earlier you intervene, the better chances for recovery and not having relapses.
Janet, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate your time today.
Okay, I'm glad to do it.
Janet Hyde's a professor of psychology and women's studies at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and she joined us to talk about research she conducted that looks at the rates of depression in women and girls.